Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, we had special elections yesterday. The Democrats in New York won two special elections for the New York State Senate, but Republicans will remain in charge of the chamber. First, in Westchester County, Democratic Shelley Mayer beat Republican Julie Killian. In the Bronx, Democrat Luis Sepulveda pulled out the race over Republican Patrick Delesis, and the Democrats have a one-seat majority. But hold on, Simca Felder, the Brooklyn Democrat, announced before any of the race results, he's sticking with the GOP.
Well, Felder did run both as a Democrat and a Republican this time. In the past, he's always run as a Democrat. He says he's a Democrat, and he says he wants to do what's best for his district. I don't get it, because there are major policy issues between the Democrats and the Republicans. One of them is making the electoral system more open, and that is a very important thing, you know, early voting and doing all of that. It is, of course, the kind of hypocrisy that some politicians are capable of, and I got to tell you, this is certainly a good case study in hypocrisy for Simca Felder, who has done this in the past. Now, let's remember, Andrew Cuomo has been accused by many people of really wanting to keep the Republicans in office. He did campaign for the Democratic candidate. He's under tremendous pressure because he's getting a major primary from the left, from Cynthia Nixon. And what we can see here is that he's running as fast to the left as he can. His problem is that people don't believe him anymore. They think he kept the Republicans in power all of these years, that he's only gotten in really involved in this at the last minute and by getting the IDC, the Independent Democratic Conference, to come over. But it will be very interesting to see what the Democrats do if they win a number of seats in the coming elections, which I think they may do because of the anti-Trump flavor in the air and the rest of it, that what they do to Felder. They really ought to punish him, because there comes a point at which you have to say party disloyalty of this kind, keeping basically the other party in power all of these years. No, we're not going to pat you on the back and give you all kinds of committee chairmanships and assignments. But right now, it's so close because of the gerrymander and the way in which the Republicans have gotten themselves elected in the past in a blue state by just gerrymandering districts so that they can win. That's disgusting. That ain't democracy, folks.
What's the possibility, despite Felder's protestations, that the governor, who we're hearing is attempting to get together with him, can convince him finally to move over?
I don't know, David. Last night, as the election returns came in, the governor said, we'll talk about it tomorrow, meaning today, with Felder. I don't know how much clout Cuomo can exercise, and I don't know what he's got up his sleeve in terms of things he can give Felder to get him over to the other side.
Let's go to the national news now. Alan, in the White House, specifically President Trump, rushing to the defense of his Veterans Affairs pick, Dr. Ronny Jackson, who we're learning, at least allegedly, has perhaps a drinking problem.
Well, there are many accusations here. We have heard from the people who are investigating Jackson in the Senate that it's disturbing that he was giving out Ambien as if it were M&Ms, that he got drunk on the job, and look, he's the chief physician for the president. God forbid something happens to the president of the United States and a guy is drunk, it ain't good. On the other hand, Jackson said, look, these are disgruntled employees. They didn't like me. One of the accusations has been that the admiral had basically been run a ship where everybody's afraid of him. Well, bosses have that reputation sometime, and it happens to them. And sometimes there are disaffected people working in a unit of some kind. The president, who practically invited him to get out, is now saying, okay, if he wants to stay and he wants to go through this, I'm going to support him. Goodness only knows what goes on in that relationship between a man and his doctor.
I heard a BBC story this morning disturbing about the anti-Semitism that's going on in Germany right now, with marches expected for today, and the audio of the attack of what was suspected to be a person who was Jewish turned out they were not.
That's right. But the larger question is there anti-Semitism in Germany? Is there anti-Semitism in France? Is there anti-Semitism in the United States? Hey, does a bear walk in the woods? I remember years back I was in Germany and somebody yelled an epithet at me. I don't know how they knew what I was, but I was back in the running days and running by, and it was very disturbing. And then we saw gangs of thugs walking in the streets. Now, I'm told that this isn't what it once was. We were brought over there by the Adenauer Foundation, and it was many years ago. Nevertheless, this is Germany, where they went through a denazification and everything else. Look, come on.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
Thank you, David.